WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. VMI removes its controversial statue of Stonewall Jackson, now headed to its new home at the Newmarket Battlefield. Meanwhile, two of Breonna Taylor's aunts attend the governor's ceremonial signing of Breonna's law, statewide ban on the use of no-knock search warrants. And the eight legislators who will serve on the new redistricting commission include two senior members of the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 8th. The Virginia Military Institute removed a prominent statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson on Monday morning. The removal is part of the school's effort to confront recent allegations of systemic racism. A small crowd watched as a crane plucked the statue off its base and slowly hoisted it away. Until a few years ago, cadets were required to salute the statue when walking by. VMI's board voted to remove the statue in late October after the Washington Post published a story in which former black cadets described an atmosphere of racism at VMI that included lynching threats and a white professor reminiscing in class about her father's Ku Klux Klan membership. The Post story led to the resignation of VMI's superintendent and prompted state officials to allocate money to an outside firm to investigate the students' allegations. The school said contractors will reinstall the bronze statue at the Virginia Museum of the Civil War and Battlefield at Newmarket. Two of Breonna Taylor's aunts watched Monday as Governor Ralph Northam ceremonially signed a statewide ban on the use of no-knock search warrants. The law was named after Taylor, fatally shot by Louisville police when they broke down her door in the middle of the night. Breonna's law is the first such law enacted by a state since Taylor was killed in March, Northam said. Two other states, Oregon and Florida, already had similar bans, while several municipalities, including Louisville, have banned the practice since Taylor was killed. Taylor's death, along with the killing of George Floyd and other black people by police, sparked massive protests around the country against police brutality and systemic racism. During a special legislative session this year, Virginia lawmakers passed a host of police and criminal justice reforms, including a ban on the use of chokeholds, a requirement that officers intervene to stop the use of excessive force by another officer, and changes that make it easier to decertify officers who commit misconduct. A global auto parts supplier is investing more money in its plant in Strasbourg, creating dozens of new jobs. The project by International Automotive Components Group, or IAC Group, is part of a collaboration with the Virginia Economic Development Partnership and local officials. Governor Northam's office announced the new investment, which is expected to create 47 new jobs in Shenandoah County. Based in Luxembourg, IAC Group chose the Strasbourg plant over a competing bid from Ohio. The eight legislators who will serve on Virginia's first redistricting commission are five men and three women, and they include two senior members of the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus. The Virginia Mercury reports that the legislative members are from districts around the state, though none of them are from the WMRA region. The legislative members will wield significant power over how General Assembly and congressional districts are redrawn when new U.S. Census data come in next year. Those members fill half the seats on a newly created commission that voters approved in a referendum last month. The other eight members will be citizens. Finally today, next year, Republicans in the Commonwealth will hold a convention rather than a primary to determine the party's candidate for governor. We reported that news yesterday, and Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has more.
Virginia Republicans have a long-standing love affair with conventions. Unlike primaries, which allow anybody to vote, even people who are not Republicans, conventions allow for a measure of control by party leaders over who gets nominated. Republican strategist Dan Scantling says nobody should really be all that surprised that the Republican State Central Committee believes a convention will benefit former House Speaker Kirk Cox.
Kirk is a long-standing, old-time Republican part of the party apparatus who has the consultants, who has the history. That's who State Central is. It's Richmond. That should come as no shock at all that Kirk and State Central want a convention over a primary.
Former Republican delegate David Ramadan, now George Mason University's Schar School, says many Republicans who would have otherwise supported a primary switched their vote this year. He says the move towards a convention wasn't just to help Kirk Cox. It was also aimed at undercutting his opposition.
This year, we saw a coalition of conservatives and establishment Republicans opt for a convention in an attempt to eliminate a far-right candidate, namely Senator Amanda Chase.
Earlier this year, Chase left the Senate Republican caucus, which has led to strained relationships between the senator and Republican leaders. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Tuesday.